And so it is, dear friends, that we gather here together with you for the beginning of our new series, for our new discussions with you. Oh, we notice you have new surroundings here. You have a new place that we are called to. But just to let you know that I, Tobias, that Spirit, that all who will gather here today with you, we did not get lost along the way. We followed your energy here to this space. It is often difficult for us to begin our words with you, for when you invite us in and we begin this melding process, oh, it is so sweet. We can feel so much that comes from humans, the love and the emotions. It is such a privilege and a joy for us to be with you. As you were breathing in here, we could feel your sincerity. We could feel your love. We could feel your earnestness and wanting to bring in all that you are and wanting to bring in this energy of your divine being. We will talk much more of that on this day. We will talk much more of that throughout this year. It is our honor to be here today. There are many, many that gather. We see that you have a bigger room now to let more of us in. Dear friends, let us talk for a bit first of the vision of why you are here, of why you sit here in this place. We have discussed this before, that some 2,500 years ago of your human time, the energies were right and appropriate to begin bringing in what we have called the seed of Christ consciousness. Up until then, the balance of energy of the human and of the spirit was not ready to fully receive this. In your days of Alt and new, you tried many different things to pull this in. There were many technologies that you used to try to integrate, to try to find your divinity. But as you know, it was not the time. It was not appropriate. And as you know, your divinity cannot be brought in through technology alone. It is a meld of your own inner opening. You're breathing it in. It is a combination of mass consciousness. It is technology. It is all these factors brought together. And until 2,500 years ago, it was not so possible to bring in this seed that you had been carrying with you ever since you left the kingdom. Then, as individuals, as groups of humans, as families, and entire nations, you began coming to Earth, returning after other lifetimes. You began to come back, but this time with the awareness that you were going to bring in the seed. You brought it in with you, in your consciousness, in your being, to plant it, knowing that it would take a while for the seed to begin to germinate and to grow. It would take a while before any harvest was possible. But you all agreed to this. 2,000 years ago, many of you who sit in this very room and who read these words and listen to them in other formats, you came in strength and in numbers, and you placed yourself all across the world. You placed yourself in Jerusalem, in England, in the Africas, in Asia. Some as natives here in your own country that we sit in, of the United States. There was, how to say, almost like a shower, a rain shower of you, who now call yourself Shamba, of you who came in to plant this seed, the one you know is Yeshua ben Joseph. He was the one who got much attention. But you all are the ones who have helped bring this seed in. In those subsequent years and lifetimes since then, you have been working in earnest. You have been working diligently to provide the fertile ground, the fertile energy for this Christ seed to blossom. You are the ones who started the churches all over the world. No wonder why you feel somewhat ambivalent about them on these days. But you were the ones who started these. These were the temples. These were the churches where the Christ seed would begin its growth process and would reach out to the others. For these past 2,000 years, dear Shamba, you have been coming back lifetime after lifetime, learning how to bring this energy in, providing the space and the energy for it to grow. And you know from our past words with you, now is the time for this to come forward. And how do you best do this? You breathe it in. You breathe it in. This energy of divinity is within you. It is in your body. It is in your consciousness. It exists all around you. We look at you now and we can see it. It is so young. It is so innocent. It is the child. Although it is your own divinity from home, it comes back to you now, and it comes through you as the child. You are the ones who have the responsibility now to nurture it, to listen to its needs, to love it, and to care for it. As you do, you will find that it takes very playful form, that it becomes very expressive. Right now, there is still a new relationship developing between you and the spirit within. Neither is quite so sure of the other yet. You, your human ego, finds yourself putting on the brakes. At times you are not quite so sure what this new energy is that is coming through. But as you breathe it in, as you allow it, you, all of who you are, to come out and express itself, you will have such a different life, such a different way of looking at things. The struggles that you have felt up to now will change. They will change. The vision going back some 2,500 years ago, dear friends in Shamba, was to bring the seed of Christ consciousness into this grand and glorious planet of yours. And as you did, and as you now allow it to emerge, to come through you, to be breathed through you, this opens a whole new, what would you say, you call them portals? It opens whole new pathways, not into the darkness of your outer space, but it opens pathways all the way back through what used to be the void, all the way through the wall of fire, back home to the kingdom. As you open these pathways through the work you do, through the consciousness changes that you are going through, and through breathing, that allows all that is the kingdom of God and Goddess to now begin their journey from home to you. Remember our words that we have spoken before. You do not go home, but home comes to you. This is the beginning of a new part of your journey on Earth, a journey that began some 2,500 years ago. Oh yes, you have been around even longer than that, but the latest chapters of your book are 2,500 years old. You are opening those paths from home to you. We will talk much about that in the next year or so. How to do this, how to affect your life, how to help others, how to welcome the new visitors that come from home to see you. Oh, and speaking of visitors on this day, as you can tell now, the room fills up quite a bit with those who come to visit today. They are excited about being here, guests as they are in this place. They are excited about joining you. They find it somewhat amusing that you would now move into a church. When it is the church you started, but you come back to the church now, don't you? Looking different. You come back to the church as a more integrated being, as a less dependent being, a more empowered being. Now the church is a wonderful thing, for you did help to create it. Look what you have placed upon the earth. You come back now, not under the umbrella of the church, but renting space. And this is appropriate. This is appropriate. The room fills now with those. There are many here. Perhaps you can hear their chatter. Breathe it in. Breathe in. You will hear the celestial chatter that is in this room. They are excited. They are excited for what we have to talk of today. They are excited for this new series. They are excited simply when you open the pathways that allow them to be here. For those who can feel these energies well, you will notice today that they are closer than they have been in the past. Indeed, you are in the first circle, the honor circle. But the ones who come in today who are in the second circle, they are closer because you are opening the doorways that allow this to take place. Your strange dreams lately? That is because you are having it so that the veil is not thick anymore. You are seeing into other dimensionalities. The strange feelings of imbalance that you've had, one foot in and one foot out, that is exactly what is happening. The veil around you is becoming thinner. It is becoming thinner. And therefore, you are going through new sensations, new feelings, the restless nights, because you are hearing things now. When you are quieted, you are hearing more noises around you, both in the earth dimension and the ones close by. There is an interesting group in particular that comes here on this day. These are aside from the angels that visit, the runners that are now trying to work with you much more. It is funny, we add here that, and it is very funny, if you could see and you understood the entities that come here, how would you say you would be floored? If you could see the legions that make up the energies of the archangel, you would be so impressed. You would wonder why they would come from all over the dimensions to be here. But dear friends, they remind you, you are the honored and exalted ones. They remind you that they feel humble in your presence for what you are doing. There is a specific group that comes here on this day. It is a bit difficult to explain their identity, but it is one that is very close to you. It is very close and personal. Do you remember when we have spoken to you of the grander part of your energy that stayed behind when you came to this place called Earth? This grander part, what you would call your true self, what some call the higher self, or your angel, a large part of your energy stayed behind in a cocoon, an energy cocoon. The spiritual physics behind this were such that you, in spirit, needed to take a deep inner look. For as we have said, spirit has always been an outward projection. But your true self wrapped itself into a cocoon, hid itself, made itself invisible. Your true self in this cocoon has been watched over and been guarded and protected and also disguised by legions of angels, so that it could sleep deeply, so that it could take an inner look. Part of the role of your true self all of this time has been somewhat difficult to explain, but taking the potentials of your thoughts and actions and deeds and living out these potentials in other dimensions. Indeed, when you have three choices in front of you, to go left, to go forward, or to go right, and you as the human, the one who is in control, choose to go right, instantly, on a parallel and corresponding basis, the other two choices are acted out interdimensionally from within the cocoon of your true self. At night when you dream, many times you see in a symbolic form all the potentials, all the possibilities acted out. Now, you do not need to so much worry about this, for this is something that is being handled by your own true self, your full self. You do not need to worry about these potentials. They are simply energy elements. They do not take on substance. They do not in any way come back to affect you on your human journey on Earth. But again, we say, while you are going through all of your processes here in the 3D, there is so much else that is happening. Your true self, full self, is exploring the many, many possibilities while you are acting out the chosen one. who comes to visit on this day is the energy of self that carries the potential, that carries the alternative realities, that acts out these. And that part of yourself comes to visit today. They come into the second circle. First of all, to touch you and to join you, but also to applaud you for the choices you did make. There were none that were right, none that were wrong. There were all potentials and experiences. The ones you have selected, you have acted out on Earth. The ones that you did not were acted out on an interdimensional basis. And again, you do not need to so much worry about these things. One day, when it is appropriate, you will have the opportunity to see and to feel what all of the other choices would have been like. What all the possibilities were. It is somewhat mind-blowing to be able to see all of the things that could have been done and what other potentials would have been created as a result of these. The alternative realities come to visit you. The potentials of all who you are come to visit. They come at this important time to say you have never made a wrong decision. The fact is you made decisions and you made choices and you created a path that has led you from home to this precise point that we sit in now. If you ever question your journey and question the appropriateness of your actions, know that it has brought you here together with self, with spirit, and all that is. Sometimes you tend to look at your life as a crooked path. We see your life as one of evolving changes and new potentials. At times you give yourself, you choose the potential that has the greatest challenge. That is what amuses us. This group of Shambra, you are not one that likes to take the easy road. But the easy road was acted out interdimensionally to see what would have happened. To see what would have happened. As we have talked to you before, you have taken a very difficult journey here. The journey of the human, the evolving human. You were the ones who took the lonely path, the challenging path. And you did this. Each time you made decisions, you did this at your deepest level within you. To open doors for that divinity to come in, for that seed to blossom. That is why we sit with you here today. That is why those who come from celestial families that have tremendous energy, archangel energy, that is why they come here today. To thank you for opening these doors. And they have asked. I, Tobias, have spoken to our friend Kaldra to bring you news on this day, which we will discuss in a bit. Before we go into our new series, the first lesson of the new series, dear friends, we will pause and we will ask each of you to breathe in all of the love, all of the potential, all of the honor. Breathe it deep within your being. That is how you integrate it. We will ask Cowherd to be in pause for a moment to allow this melding of energy to take place. Such a joy to be here. We are all smiling. We are so happy that you can invite us in. As we said before, there is so much depth to the human experience. Oh, the emotions and the feelings. Oh, we see when you are excited and we know you have accomplished something you have set out to do. There is nothing quite like this feeling from our side. Your laughter, there is nothing quite like this. Your enjoyment of the human pleasures, which we enjoy also along with you, there is nothing quite like it. We see many of you, we see many humans punishing themselves when they enjoy the pleasures of being human. Oh, dear friends, this comes from what you feel was lifetimes of abuse of these things, but now put those aside. All of you have the wisdom and enlightenment now of balance. Put those things aside and enjoy the vitality of life. There is tremendous depth that we have talked to you about, even in your music. It is like an ocean. Our music. It's like a shallow lake compared to yours. For yours carries emotion and feeling and love and strength. Now we will ask you to take a bit of a journey with us today, with your permission. The ones that are around you now, the ones who are your potentials, true self, potentials of all things you have done, who are your alternative realities, they stand around you. They hug you. They will accompany you on this journey if you give your permission. We now take you to an alternative reality in the future. We take you to the place, to the potential that is your own deathbed in this lifetime. And we promise we will not let any of you slip through here. We take you to the potential of your own deathbed. It is the end of your life as a human on earth in this current lifetime. You are breathing steady and deep in this. You have learned that this is one of the most basic, one of the purest things you can do. You are reflecting on this lifetime, on the work, and there is a sense of fulfillment and completion. You are smiling, even though death is minutes or hours away, and you know that. You can feel it. You are so attuned now that you know. And you are laughing because you remember the great fear that you used to have of death. But now you are smiling. You are filled with satisfaction and completion. There is no terror, but a wisdom and a knowingness. As you, in your own mind and being, are reviewing your life, indeed, I, Tobias, am standing beside you also. I'm holding your hand. All the others are standing around, smiling, knowing that you will return home very soon in consciousness, that you will return to our side of the veil. But you reflect on your own life now. look back on when you came in to earth in this lifetime. Some, it was shortly before the Great War, the war of light and dark. You knew your energies would be needed on earth during this war and immediately after it. You knew that this was a turning point and a challenging time for all of human history. You knew, prior to coming in, that there was a great karmic clearing that would take place. And with it, all of the learnings and the understandings, and with it, all of the emotions. This was a phenomenal time period shortly before your World War II. It was, as your books and prophets would say, the final battle of light and dark. But you know, dear friends, it really was not about light and dark. It was the final clearing for much of humankind. It was the final clearing for major families that had come in. The ones from Israel. Indeed, a time of clearing and retribution for the rest of the world watching to see how they responded, to see if they would hide, or to see if they would take part, to see if they would raise their swords for justice and love, or to see if they would turn their back on their own brothers. Many of you came in at this time knowing that your energies would be needed shortly after this battle. Most of you came in. Most of you were standing at the gates waiting to come in as soon as this final clearing, this final battle of light and dark took place. You rushed in. You found every available means of getting here. And now look what you have, a big population boom. Many of you came in, rushing in at that time, knowing that there were challenges and difficulties ahead. Yet you made choices. You selected from the many potentials that existed to come in at that time. In your late 1940s, your 1950s, your 1960s, turbulent years. These were the years that were predicted to be the end times. And certainly, many on our side of the veil, many assumed that there would be a final clearing and destruction of Earth in order to bring things to the next level. Now, many of you, as you reflect now back from your deathbed, remember those times of the early 1960s, where the Earth, all that had been built, all that had been cultivated, could have been destroyed with a simple pushing of a button. Dear friends, there was a moment when all of us on this side of the veil gasped, closed our eyes, figuratively, we held our hearts. There was a moment, how to say, that came within precious seconds of this happening. We could not intervene. We cannot intervene. We can simply, how to say, send love and balance, and we can only do it through you. But when you open your being to receive this from our side, it added power and energy to your own thoughts of love and balance and moving forward. We tell you, it was within seconds, but it did not happen. There were stories that will come out in the next decade when things are revealed on your side about how close it came. On your deathbed now, looking back over your lifetime, you knew you came in to be ones who planted energy and love to prevent these type of things from happening. And if you had left the planet at that time, you would have done a great service. You would have fulfilled so much for all of humankind. Simply by being an energetic presence on Earth to help prevent this from happening. Many of you began to study in earnest shortly after this, this thing you would call the New Age or spirituality. Others of you simply knew it was not time. Your energy would be needed again later, and you set out in life seemingly apathetic to all of this spiritual stuff. Now as you sit on your deathbed, reflecting on your life, you knew that there was another knocking at the door that seemed different and seemed stronger. As you began approaching the millennium years, for many of you here in reading this, this occurred shortly around the time of your harmonic convergence, when the measurement was taken of whether to go or no go. Again, decision points, potentials that you, as individuals and as humanity, selected. Many of you felt that knocking on the door in those years shortly after this harmonic convergence. So many of you, the majority of you, came into your next level of awakening and understanding. As you look back now on your lifetime, you chuckle as you realize that in the early to mid-1990s that you truly began to wake up. Your search intensified. Oh, when you wanted to put it aside, when it hurt your head to think too much about it, it kept on pushing you. That was the awakening seed from within you. But yes, all of this time, your being, your soul, knew that there was one more hurdle, one more potential to get through. And that was the potential of great earth changes that would take place at the end of the last century. It had been prophesized by many for hundreds and thousands of years that even if you did not destroy yourselves, that there would be potentials and there would be setups in the earth herself for this to happen. This was caused by the fact, by the need of earth to release all she had held. The time was appropriate. The time was appropriate. It was predicted. It was even somewhat put on a celestial calendar that you would find yourself at the end of times, the earth would begin collapsing from a geological standpoint. In August 1999, 2 years ago, it was predicted that that was the beginning of the end, when the quakes and the storms, the volcano, would rattle earth apart. It was a potential, but it was one that seemed to be highlighted, seemed to be the chosen potential of all things. As you look back now from your deathbed over your life, you knew something was up approaching the end of the millennium. You knew it was not about just a calendar change. It was not a Y2K bug. That it was something much different. It was a potential, a strong potential for termination. August 1999. Dear friends, look around. Think about what we are telling you. As you were sitting on your own deathbed in this lifetime, you look back and you have to chuckle. For this very group of Shambha began coming together in the strongest of ways 2 years ago, August 1999. In the subsequent times, in these 2 years since, your group worldwide has connected very, very quickly. When termination did not occur, they knew it was time for the next level, the next understanding. Now, again, as you look back over your life and you consider the highlights, you consider the struggles, it all is enough to make you chuckle, for you remember taking things so serious. You remember trying to make things so complex. As I, Tobias, stand beside you now on your deathbed, you say to me, in the potential reality, you say, Tobias, why did you not tell me to make it simpler? Tobias, why did you not tell me to enjoy life more? Tobias, why did you not kick me in the butt once in a while? And we laugh, and we chuckle, and we say, dear friends, oh, we did. Oh, we did. Now, reviewing your lifetime, again, you reflect back on this very strange time period. This very strange time period from August 1999 to approximately August 2001. You remember this as kind of a time of no time. It was a time of transition and adjustment. It was a time of very strange physical feelings, very strange emotional feelings. You did not know exactly where you existed or why. You felt something strong pulling you to continue going forward, but yet you did not feel grounded or anchored in anything. You felt you were in a tremendous sense of transition. You did not feel at home anywhere. You felt like you were a pack of wandering gypsies, trying to find something, knowing that it was there, but not knowing how to find it. And now I stand with you, I, Tobias, as you are on your deathbed, and we both chuckle now. We chuckle because it indeed was a transition period. It was a time of change and adjustment. There was much going on with you from August 1999 to August 2001 at the deepest levels within your being. And we chuckle together. We chuckle together when we remember the date of August 4th, 2001, when we gathered in a group and I talked to you and I told you several things on that day that you found very difficult to understand or accept. But because you were open and because you allowed, it soon began to make sense. And you were soon able to move into potentials that you never knew existed before. But before we reveal these two things, let us talk to you somewhat of timing here. Timing. Much of the potential of who you are is also contained and held in the grids, the magnetic and energetic grids of Earth, before it comes into you. It makes a journey of sorts from the cocoon of true self, finding its way to you, but being held in the energetic grids of earth before it fully comes in, before you are fully ready. For if it comes to you immediately and fully, it would upset the balance of all who you are as a human. As you know, there has been tremendous work being done on the grids for these past 11, 12, 13 years. There have been adjustments that the Kryon has been making in response to your changing consciousness and in response to the decisions that you are making. Each time you make a decision to open parts of self, to integrate the divinity, there is a corresponding change in the grid, not just in your portion of the grid, but the grid for all. This work has been going on for more than a decade, dear friends. The final adjustments to this grid will take place here in the course of the next year or so. There is not a firm and hard date when this is completed. It is not like having a building that is christened on a certain day. But you will find in particular that for the next 1 year until August 2002, the final work is being done on the grids. What that means to you is that parts of your self and divinity that have not been available until now will start to come in. You and others, other grand human masters, have been attempting to pull this in, and sometimes you have been frustrated because it has not been fully available. But we are here to tell you on this day that now that the final adjustments are being made to the grid, it is now possible to pull in these deepest parts of you. And you pull this in through your breathing. But now, let us go back to your deathbed. Here you sit, and I, Tobias, and the others who gather around you, about to welcome you over to our side, we are looking back with you, reviewing your life, and you comment, you chuckle. When you look back to August 2001, you chuckle when you remind us of the very lesson that we gave you when we talked to you and told you that it was not about you anymore. When we told you that you had come to a place now in your evolution as a human where life, where existence, where your path was not about you. You remember lying in your deathbed that you did not so much understand these words when they were spoken by Tobias. How could life not be about you? How could it not be about you? For it has been about you for all the times that you have been on earth. Life has always been about you, about your journey, about your karma, about your journey from home. But we will tell you on this day, very firmly, very emphatically, that it is not about you anymore. That does not mean you do not exist. That does not mean you do not have feelings. But you will find in these days ahead, it is not about you. And this is lesson number one of the Ascension series. Not about you anymore. When you are in a situation, let's say you are in a minor car accident, do not look anymore and say, "Dear Spirit, dear guides, dear Tobias, what are you trying to tell me? Why did this happen? What was I supposed to know and learn? What did I do wrong?" We will tell you, it is not about you anymore. You are there in direct response to the other individuals, to the other humans, and the needs that they have. For instance, Your car might have gotten banged up, but dear friends, it is not about you. Your life, if you choose to accept this potential, will now be in service to others. Your own needs, as you walk into this new level of service, will seemingly be taken care of automatically. It is not about you anymore. You have transcended that. You have gone beyond that. We will talk much more of this. We will remind you of it constantly. Dear friends, you have the choice on this day, at this moment, to be the victim or to be the creator. And we already know what you're choosing. When it is not about you anymore, how could you possibly be a victim? You are there in pure service to others. We have been looking for, recruiting, as you would say, all across your world, a group who will be the teachers, who has walked through the difficult and challenging path, who has had the patience to wait until the appropriate time when the energies of the grids would be adjusted so they could accept their divine self in. And what do you do with that? You do not build monuments to yourself. You do not build empires for your security. It is not about you anymore. You have the choice on this day, to move into service, to move into a new role, looking back from your deathbed with you. We chuckle. You ask, "All right, Tobias," you say to me on your deathbed, "Tobias, did you know from all the potentials of decisions I had to make and the choices, did you know that I was going to choose to be in service?" And I smile and tell you, I never had a doubt. What does this look like for you? What does this look like when you give of yourself in service? What we are seeing right now is life becomes simpler and easier. The focus is no longer on you, on your challenges. The focus is no longer on why me. The focus is now of service, of teaching, of helping the others. There are across your world at this time, in August 2001, approximately 14 million humans who are at this point, who have gone through the journey, who have been waiting patiently these last few years, who are consciously working on bringing this new divinity, who are at the point of making this decision of being in service. It is a small number, for there are many, there are billions of other humans who will need guides and teachers and those in service. If you give yourself in service, it does not mean giving up your family and your jobs and your friends, but it means being in service to them and loving them. And understanding now that you've moved to a new level and you can be a quiet and loving teacher for them. You wonder about all the aches and the pains. You wonder about your past life karma and its residues. When you go into the consciousness of not being about you anymore, these things have nothing to stick on anymore. They have nothing to stick on, and so they do not affect you so much. Yes, there is still a transition period in this, dear friends. There is much work that is taking place within your body, but when it is not about you anymore, How could these things affect you? How could these things affect you? Looking back from your deathbed, looking back on the path and the choices that you made, you remember one other thing that we told you on this day that made you happy, but it confused you, and you had to spend a long time thinking about it. But you laugh on your deathbed remembering when you finally got it. What an overwhelming feeling of completion and satisfaction and love that you felt. What is it that we told you on August 4th, 2001 that seemed unbelievable at the time but made so much sense later? It was simple. We told you at that moment in time, we told you, those who sit here on this day, those who read this, those who hear this, even if it is years from now, but we told you on that day, dear friends, and this is what we argued with Caudra about all week. We told you at this moment, with tears in our eyes, that whether you understand or not, but you have already ascended. You have already ascended. You have been waiting for this. You have been waiting for something to come down to descend on you. You've been waiting for some great change. We tell you, each of you, all of you that are touched by these words, you have already done it. Surprise. Who did you think would be there waiting for you when you are the first? What did you think would happen when you ascended? Definition of ascension is when you stay in a body in the same lifetime, but yet move to your next lifetime. And all of you have done that. All of you have made the decisions in these past few years to stay. That's why we are here. That is why the ones who represent the potential of your true self come in on this day specifically to applaud. You have gone through the gateway of ascension. But the joke is that now the hard work begins. That is why we can tell you in lesson number one of the ascension series that it is not about you anymore. The you is from the past. The you that you knew before, that was on the karmic wheel, that went from lifetime to lifetime, trying to resolve and balance, is not you anymore. You have ascended past that. Indeed, there are energies that will always be close and always familiar, but it is not you anymore. Do you understand what we mean? It is not about you. You have moved beyond. You are not seeking ascension anymore. You have ascended. Yes, there are still vestiges of the old energy. Yes, you are still walking in earth. That is the trick and the joke of your ascension. You have stayed in your body. You have kept the same contacts, but you have moved to a new level of consciousness while you are here. That is why we have been smiling so much these past 3 years. As you struggled for this thing that you called ascension, we knew you had already made the choices. Now, at this time, Dear ascendees, let us come back from the deathbed and that potential. Let us come back into this reality, the now reality, where you see that you have completed a wonderful and full life. You have grown to an old age. You see that that potential exists of growing very old and helping many, many others, being in service to them. You see that the potential is possible. You see that on this day in August that we told you that you have already ascended. Now there is work to be done. There is still work that will take place on the inside as the rest of you catches up with your new consciousness. There will be work to do with others. And dear friends, you will find that in the next year of time, as the final completion of the grid adjustments are done by the client and all of the other entities, you will find things are still somewhat chaotic, but you will find new potential coming into you all of the time. As things happen in your life now, we want you to consciously remember it is not about you. It is the service that is chosen. You are there in response to another's needs, whether it is in the office or the home or in public. It is not about you. You are the creator. You are not the victim. You are the creator, and you are responding appropriately, even at levels that you may not understand yet. But you are responding to energetic needs of others. When you find yourself in those situations and you are not so sure what to do, simply breathe. Breathe in your divinity and the answers will come to you. And remember, it is not I, Tobias, it is not spirit, it is not unknown guides that are giving you the answer. You are breathing it in yourself. There is much work that we will be doing with you this next year of time. We will be exploring with you what ascension status feels like, what this new journey is like. We will be asking you, all of you, to begin documenting what you are going through. For the others who come through will need the information. They will need to know what you went through. They will need to know how you brought in this divinity where at first there seemed to be a conflict bringing it in, but how you were able to do it. There are books that need to be written. There are courses that need to be developed. There is documentation of this ascension process that we are challenging all of you to do. Yes, you, timid one. You have ascended and there is work for you to do. And we do call on you. There are a small number across this world who are at this point. Grand and glorious? Perhaps not. It is difficult work, but you have chosen it. We will challenge you in this ascension series over the next year to continue moving forward, to continue with the work. It is needed. There are very few years between now and what you would call your quantum leap, the mass change of consciousness. There is such a need for teachers and materials and programs, whether they are the body, the mind, or the spirit. We challenge all of you. We will be channeling back to you this whole next year these experiences and feelings and understandings of what it is like to ascend. Grand and glorious? Not from your perspective on earth. Grand and glorious from ours, indeed. That is why we continue to be so emphatic with you, why we continue to ask you to stay on earth and do the work, why the potentials of your true self come in on this day for you. They ask you to select the potential of moving forward. All of creation is watching. Now you understand the importance of your work. All of creation is watching and waiting and wanting to know. We are waiting to come in, waiting to expand the first circle into the realities that you have created, which do not exist within all that is. Much to think about here. It is an honor to be here with each of you. It is an honor to sit in person, to sit live with those who are among the first to be ascending. We ask you to thank yourself for bringing yourself to this point. We will continue to work closely with you. We will continue to work closely with all of Shambhala. We will continue to challenge you at the deepest individual and group levels. We will ask you to take actions now. We will ask you to be creators. We will ask you to be teachers. There are scores and scores of beings who will be assisting you onto other realms. There are those of us, such as I, Tobias, such as your runners, such as the legions of the archangels, who will work more directly with you on a human, earthly level, will work with you in your sleep and your dreams. We ask you to remember only two things now. First, it is not about you anymore. And second, to remember, you are never alone. And so it is.